Job chapter 13. Look, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What do you know? I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I want to speak to the Almighty. I desire to argue my case with God. As for you, you smear me with lies. You are all worthless physicians. If only you would be totally silent, that would be your wisdom. Listen now to my reasoning, and pay attention to the pleading of my lips. Will you speak falsely for God, and speak deceitfully for Him? Will you show partiality, favoring Him? Will you argue the case for God? Will it turn out well when He examines you? Can you deceive Him as one would deceive a human being? Surely He would rebuke you if you show partiality in secret. Will not His Majesty terrify you, and the dread of Him fall on you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Be quiet, let me speak. Then let come on me what may. Why would I put my flesh in my teeth and take my life in my own hands? Even if He kills me, yet I will hope in Him. Nevertheless, I defend my ways to His face. This also will be my salvation, for a godless man would not come before Him. Listen carefully to my speech, and let my declaration be in your ears. Look now, I have prepared my case. I know that I am right. Who will contend with me? For then I would be silent and expire. Only grant me two things. Then I will not hide myself from your face. Withdraw your hand far from me, and do not let your terror frighten me. Then call, and I will answer. Let me speak, then you answer me. How many are my iniquities and my sins? Make me realize my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and count me as your enemy? Will you terrify a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase dry chaff? For you write bitter things against me, and make me inherit the sins of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks, and scrutinize all my paths. You brand the soles of my feet. So I waste away like something rotten, like a moth-eaten garment.